From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. FBI Chief James Comey told a Senate panel that he agonized over publicly announcing his agency's new investigation to Democrat Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server after investigators cleared her of wrongdoing last year.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that. On October 28th from the Congress.
The FBI normally tries not to disclose investigations of candidates shortly before an investigation or rather an election, so it won't affect the outcome. On Tuesday, Clinton partly blamed her loss on Comey's announcement. Clinton said she would offer more details and analysis of her electoral defeat in a book she is publishing this fall. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to help tackle a top national security priority for the U.S., North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is hosting foreign ministers from ASEAN on Thursday at the State Department, just days after top diplomats from those countries met in Manila and issued a statement that criticized North Korea's provocation. A senior State Department official told VOA that Washington is urging South Asian countries to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today, Thursday, to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, the Health Care Act law known as Obamacare. A leading Republican said he believes they have enough votes to pass the measure and send it to the Senate. President Trump says he'll do whatever is necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement, and he believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and Palestinians together.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement, but any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Trump's comment followed a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, where the president said he welcomes the opportunity to be a mediator or facilitator between the two sides. For his part, Abbas said, "We're coming into a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." French presidential candidates Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron faced off in a scathing two-hour televised debate Wednesday night, just days before they face each other in a runoff election. The debate between the far-right Le Pen and her centrist rival Macron could be the climax of the heated campaign as the two candidates attempt to shore up support from France voters, 18% of whom are estimated to be undecided before next week's ballot. South Koreans on Thursday began casting their ballots for the country's new president. The early voting is taking place before next week's scheduled election to replace Park Geun-hye, who was ousted in an influence peddling scandal. The National Election Commission expects around 15% of qualified voters to cast their ballots early. Iranian state media said an explosion tore through a coal mine in northern Iran Wednesday, killing at least 35 miners and injuring many more. Various reports say dozens more people might be trapped at the site on Golestan Province. So far, there has been no word on the cause of the blast. And Buckingham Palace announced Thursday Prince Philip will stop carrying out public engagements within a few months. The palace said the 95-year-old Philip will continue heading numerous charitable organizations. Meantime, the Queen is expected to continue her regular schedule of appearances. And Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, agreed to lift restrictive measures in mutual trade and further work together to resolve the Syrian conflict during a meeting Wednesday in Sochi, Russia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.